improve the cameras. NASA says 100-fold, you know. So it's a much, much more sensitive detector. And they're going to be looking inside these craters. And, you know, when the spacecraft eventually goes into orbit, to see how much ice, or, you know, get a better view of what's involved, what they're going to really need to do. The idea is to get that ice, of course, out of that, out of these craters. You know, they're forever dark craters, that's why there's ice there. You know, and with equipment and machinery and robots and rovers, and eventually they plan on mining this stuff many years from now. And of course, once you have the ice, you've melted down, now you have water, and of course that would give you hydrogen and oxygen. You could separate that with electrolysis, and you could have now hydrogen for fuel and liquid oxygen for the propellant to make everything work. Of course, you could also take the oxygen, use that for breathing. You could also use those two fuels for fuel cells on the surface of the moon itself to create electricity. You find you're going to have, of course, you're going to have nuclear power systems on the moon by then, but that would be supplemented by not only, of course, solar panels that they'll have all over by then, but you could now take the hydrogen and oxygen, pass that through a membrane and, you know, that's called a fuel cell, and then you can wind up with electricity that way as well. A lot of big plans, and they have to start somewhere, and this is going to help by the South Koreans launching this this lunar orbiter.
Zero GP Mobile.
Hi, Craig. Welcome back.
I don't know if I'm able to make it from Glen Oaks all the way from Nichols, but the link still seems to hate us today. I didn't hear anything on Selden.
It sounds like you're not hearing anything on Selden, is that true?
Yep, nothing except just blank audio, nothing.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, I know Roy knows about it, and the powers to be, I'm sure, know about it by now, too. So they'll work on it, I guess, Craig. Did you get my email, by the way?
I think I just lost it. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't really hear you at all now. And you're actually starting to lose me a little bit because I'm getting pretty far away.
Okay, Craig. Well, I copy you. I was wondering if you got the email on the telescopic flag pole.
Yeah, I got the email, and now it's just a matter of convincing parents if I can make this work or not. First thing I'm going to do before I do anything while I plant this down is try to make my desk a little so I can actually start building my radio support.
Okay, understood. I see Amazon has the same thing. I suspect it's probably the same thing, but who knows, it might be better. Maybe it's stronger, I don't know. Anyway, good luck with that. Okay, it's a shame that we're losing everybody out east, but, you know, we're aware of that. Thanks, Craig. I know it's getting late. I wanted to mention that the United States Post Office now has a stamp coming out, and I know a lot of hams are collectors, QSL cards and all, radios, and some people actually still would like to have the stamps. I know we email everything, but the stamps are still out there, and it's going to be a James Webb Space Telescope stamp. You know, I saw a picture on the internet, and of course it's a picture of the telescope with the stars in the background and all. I don't know if you're into that. I know I used to collect stamps as a kid, but those days are long over. But who knows? Maybe some people do collect it. There's going to be a James Webb Space Telescope stamp. I do have one stamp here that was a special deal that the post office gave out, which I really got a kick out back in the mid-90s when they sent Sojourner, the Pathfinder Mars mission that landed on Mars, and they had a little rover the size of a microwave driving around on Mars, and they produced a stamp for that. So it's, I don't know, pretty cool. Any comments or questions? Okay, I'm not going to hold it. It's a little after 11. And we'll be back to revisit some of these stories next week. I think I covered the main topics. And for now, we'll turn it back to Roy. Of course, tomorrow night is Monday night, and that's the Club Info Net on these repeaters, followed by Swap and Shop. And hopefully they get Newsline going. Maybe that's going to be a problem with the with these repeaters. I think they need that. Anyway, Roy, over to you, AC2GS, WS2N, for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Over to you, Roy.
AC2GS, well, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net, and thank you for all that you do for the club. Everyone does appreciate it. Just want to mention that I actually, on my link page, there's an article about the James Webb Space Telescope stamp, so you could go to roy.ac2gs.com and read the article. I have a great little space stamp collection. I bought a couple of pads when they did the moon with thermal ink, so it looks like it's a new moon, and you put your finger over it, and the body heat makes it turn into the real full moon. So I have a couple of sheets of that particular stamp. Do you have any of those, Paul?
No, I don't. I got one that goes further back with Glenn's picture of the spacecraft. Just one of them. I think it was a 4 cent stamp back then or something. Now the stamp just went up again. Now there's 60 cents a stamp, Roy. QSL cards, I believe, if you sent the QSL card in the mail, anytime I've sent them, I always put it in an envelope, but if you sent it just by itself, it would be, of course, a postcard, and that's 44 cents. Back to you, Roy.
Yeah, everything's going up. I have a bunch of forever stamps that I really value. Anyway, rest in peace, Nichelle Nichols. Paul mentioned that she passed away at the age of 89. That leaves three remaining original Star Trek cast members. Walter Koenig is 85 these days. George Takei is 85 as well. And, of course, William Shatner, God bless him, he's 91 years old. So we have three remaining. Anyway, want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I know I enjoyed myself. I hope you did as well. I hope you learned something. I hope you'll come back for the future episodes. Next Sunday we'll be back to do it all over again, and I'm holding on to my little micro puzzle, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to use it next Sunday night. So to everyone, please have a safe day, have a safe week, be well. Be kind to each other, as Dick always would end the technical net. And my little quote these days is, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep that in mind. Be well. And please come back next Sunday when we try and do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this episode of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear.